This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
You've made it!
Hey,
get
by the way,
patty pies.
How about what Tim Hasselbeck said there, though?
Yeah, we can't just gloss
it's
over.
It's over for Zach Wilson with the Jets. That's what he sees from this decision, that he can't come back from this.
Man, the Jets can't do that. Ooh. Man. Come on. Sam Darnold, they just got rid of, man. They can't have five quarterbacks in the next 2 years. So that means they would have to get a retread, which will accelerate the entire process because you have to pay for that player, which will set you back. What are you going to bring? Jameis Winston up in here? Well, come on, man. You ain't bringing – oh, could you imagine Jimmy G here? Man, he.
I could definitely imagine that.
Man, Jimmy G here in New York,
and LaFleur certainly would know.
And he's unavailable. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
He's unavailable.
I mean, he's a bachelor. You know what I'm saying? In New York City, it's one thing to be in San Fran. It's another, man, to be. Hey, ooh. I don't know, man.
A quarterback in New York City.
He'd be like Joe. He'd be like Joe Namath.
Off the charts handsomeness.
Yeah,
I think
like
he'd
Joe
do
Namath.
All right. Think he'd do all right? I think he'd do all right.
Yeah, he'd be real all right.
But, you know, like, and LaFleur would know exactly what kind of offense to run with him, right? I mean, they have weapons. You know, he can keep it simple, and you have a great defense. It's almost the same kind of setup.
It's the same offense
that they have in San Francisco. Yeah, I know it's the same offense.
But,
so.
But you can't. Who'd you trade? Who you trading?
You know, the trade.
Who you trading?
You just signed him. You have to sign him as a free agent.
I'm saying, you're not,
why do you see? But why? Why can't you just keep him on the roster and just keep letting him develop? And figure it out.
Man, how does that work?
I don't know. That's why I'm not Joe Douglas. But it's compelling enough for me to think that I would consider it versus the alternative of the sitting and hoping that Zach Wilson figures it out by next year and gets it right. Because I can't guarantee that. But one thing I do know is that Jimmy G might be, you know, a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, but the guy wins, and he's played in big games before, and he understands his role and how to play it rather than trying to do too much. I've never heard Jimmy G say, yeah, I threw some picks because I was getting bored. I never heard him say that. Great team player. So you can sell me on Jimmy G and me figuring out, have another, you know, patience with Zach Wilson. I'd have much more patience with him if I had an alternative like Jimmy G. That's a fact, Bart, right?
But Jimmy G ain't coming here. You paying Jimmy G some bunch of money. Yes, he might be an MVP Super Bowl winner.
Can you imagine that? You know, I get that it's going to cost, and then it messes up your situation. You're right.
You heard Saleh say, hey, this isn't the end for him. So I take Saleh at his word. If this ain't the end for him, then he'll be back in the foreseeable future. They'll give him one more run. He'll get 3 years. Mm-hmm. Before they have to make that decision. Then when they get to that fourth year, we see it playing out with Daniel Jones. The thing is, this is the same regime. So this isn't the same thing like Daniel Jones having to go to coordinator to coordinator to coordinator.
Right.
This team is going to be much better next year when Vera Tucker comes back, Mekhi Becton. I mean, come on, man. Like, Max Mitchell showed you that he can play.
They just got to get
Herbert,
him right.
Right, Herbert. So,
Herbig,
like,
yeah.
So you ain't got time to be waiting. And we ain't going to be getting dragged in sand. So it's a recipe to win with a young quarterback, but he has to be all in, and he has to show improvement and growth.
So maybe I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
And I don't know if he's shown growth, right? I don't know if he's any better this year than he was last year.
No, that's the problem, has he shown growth? No one has seen it. And Robert Saleh, who spoke earlier with the media, made it pretty clear that this is something that they felt they had to do right now. But it doesn't mean that all is lost for Zach Wilson and his future with the Jets.
So the big thing I want to make sure I address on this one, just want to make sure you guys all listen to this very carefully, please. Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. When that is, I'll make that decision. I'm going to take it day to day. The biggest thing with Zach, and the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine. But there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. And this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process. And it's something that I feel like he's going to be able to do. I think to ask him to do all those things while preparing for a game is unfair. But at the same time, it's something just talking with Zach that I think we're all excited to attack. And this is, you know, like I said, is it a small step back? Absolutely for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely.
Yeah, we shall see where that goes. But right now on Sunday, he is not the starter. It is Mike White. So, Bart, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We are done for the rest of the week after today. So it's hour number three. We got a lot of football coming up tomorrow and over the weekend as well. We've had a lot to talk about. Some controversy, of course, as we just discussed. But, man, the vibes are right. Thanksgiving, holiday season is upon us. So with all that said, hour number three of our show. What's that mean?
That means, Alan, we're very thankful.
We are.
For all our listeners and all the people that support our show and all the people that help us sound great. So with that being said, this is a very pagan special edition of the Power Hour, 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 Hour.
Yeah, let them know.
Trans fat, trans fat, trans fat.
Oh, no, no, it's the cheat day.
Trans
ultimate
fat.
Cheat day. Ultimate cheat day. So, all right, so I asked the question, Bart. Did you have time to think about it? So I have a couple of...
Who would I want to have at dinner? I
know no. Who would be the... Who would like? We all have different relatives that fill these different categories that I'm giving you, right? Yep. On Thanksgiving, there's always the one who says something that you know is going to start trouble. Like the minute they say it, you're at the table, you're like, oh, damn it. Because you know everybody's going to start yelling and screaming. There's the one that's out cold on the couch, and he barely just got in the house. He's already out cold.
So that used to be my cousin Woody, who's about 400. Right. He would be snoring right now.
First one. Now, I'm talking about like an athlete or coach, current or past, that would fit these same relative kind of things. So, again, let's start with the one who would start trouble over dinner. Just a simple conversation, and the next thing you know, everybody's yelling at each other.
Well, for me, especially in my household.
Athlete.
I'm saying a former colleague of mine would definitely be Norman Boomer Esiason. He'd be starting talking about the tax code, how he got to pay for health care for all his workers, all that.
And it just
Boomer
gets everybody mad.
We'd be like, yo, hold up, Boom. Like, yeah, you're a guest. Norman.
I think it'd be Kyrie Irving.
The
minute Kyrie said something, it's like, man, here we go.
Yeah,
right? Would take the bait, and then you're like, well, you stop. You know he's just antagonizing you?
Yeah.
Is that.
You can throw Dennis Rodman up in that thing, too. Kid Jong-un was a good person. Like, oh, man, come on, man.
What about Aaron Rodgers?
See, I think he's the alternative menu guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy we all sit down. The spread looks amazing. It smells good. They're passing around bowls, and he just sits there, and his plate is empty, and somebody goes, Aaron, you going to have anything?
He brought his own. You got those relatives that bring their own food to the, dinner.
He opens up his Tupperware.
Yeah, he got his Tupperware thing. You know how like they have the turducken, and it's supposed to be a turkey, a duck, and a chicken, right?
Yes. Yes.
He would have a tofu, bean sprout, soy turkey that's been soaked in balsamic vinaigrette that looks and so it got the color of a turkey. You cut it like, man, what the hell is this?
Hey, you should try some. It's actually great for your insides. It keeps you regular, Bart. And you're like, really?
Here's some alfalfa sprouts from my
garden. I like
man,
that.
If you don't get the hell out of here.
All right, how about this? Who's the relative then? What athlete or coach is the relative that's like that he's all jacked up when he shows up? He's got the Nerf in his hand. Who wants a football? Let's go. He's finding all like the kids. He wants all the kids to come out.
Everybody, come on.
Let's go. Football, let's go. You know,
I'm the quarterback.
Absolutely, right.
He's the quarterback for both teams, both sides.
What athlete or coach is that? I got two in mind.
Definitely James Harrison.
Probably, although I wouldn't mind.
And he out there tackling the kids. Like, man, come on, man. I ain't got time to be going to urgent care, dog.
How about Baker Mayfield? Couldn't you see Baker being that guy? All jacked up. You know who really is, though? It's Sean McVay. Sean McVay's the one that's like that soup. What is that? That soup commercial, the Chunky Soup?
Yeah, yeah.
Just rolling up on people, screaming at him. Come on, fries! Like, hey, Sean, I got 20 minutes of lunch. Beat it. Take a walk with you in your cart. How about you walk instead of drive a car?
I said, go to the Buick and make an out route. You know what an out route is, son? It's 12 yards, and you run at a 45-degree angle
like
to the pylon.
Way too fired up.
Like, I'm six.
All right. Who is the relative that starts telling stories, and you're like, oh, this is going to be good?
That's tough, man. I don't know.
Dusty Baker.
Oh, yeah. Come Uncle on. Dusty with his toothpick.
Right?
Yeah,
when Dusty Baker starts telling stories, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? I can't think of really anybody else, you know.
Dick Vitale?
Fit that. Yeah, but I mean athlete or coach. Dickie V obviously is a beloved broadcaster with us.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, he's got some stories, though. You're not leaving the room if Dickie V's telling a story.
Yeah. You know who tells great stories? Athlete, funniest stories, John Sally.
Oh yeah!
If you see him on like
John Sally fits that bill. Yeah, he definitely fits that.
Like, he's all vegan too now. So like
we saw like, him. He was a couple on months ago, right?
Yeah, but he was on. He's telling stories on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. Mm-hmm. He always got good stories about like Jordan and all that type of stuff, man.
Yeah,
and, like the parties.
Bad Boys era.
Yeah,
I bet.
Is he the winning? Is it him or Robert Horry? Robert Horry got more titles than him. Or is it John Sally? Because he won three with the Pistons. He won two
Steve Kerr.
With the Bulls.
Isn't it Steve Kerr? Didn't Kerr win like nine?
I mean, because he's won. Because like John Sally won three. He won two with the Pistons. He won two or three with the Bulls.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Lakers and won a couple too. Mm. You got Robert Horry who won a bunch.
That's a good question. I just love these like the different personalities that fit around the table. And you just get an athlete or a coach.
Bill Walton or Phil Jackson.
Can you imagine Bill Walton? See, Bill Walton is the one that tells a story, and you don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
Right?
Phil, like he just Phil, starts Phil's going off philo- on t- Phil's philosophy man, too.
Yeah, he is. But I don't know how good
he is. He'll have us out there hugging trees or something, man.
Yeah.
Let's go hug some trees.
Yeah. Like, I got a couple others. Like, relative who says they're coming but doesn't show up.
How about Dak Prescott on that one?
Dak. Jeez. That's some shade.
Not show up. What about T.O.? He about there, he ain't getting enough respect. Hold up. I'm the star of this family. Why don't I get to get my plate first?
Relative that's always late, like Gronk. Yeah, I ain't coming to training camp. I'll see you guys in November. Let's get some calls on it.
Gronk will go in there and eat the dessert before the food even got put out. Like, yo, man, yo, who cut the cake?
Right, exactly. Dessert first. Let's get some calls on this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Baritone is in Queens. Baritone, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Are you guys still battling about the pies like you did last year?
No, I think we came to an understanding.
Patty pies, sweet potato pies. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Although I'm still...
I've never seen a pumpkin that had orange filling in the inside. I don't want my stuff coming out of a can.
Mama Scott still has not sent me a pie, by the way.
No, she did, but it got messed up in transit. And then she made a banana pudding, but you didn't come to Detroit.
I think Bart lied to me and pretended that it got messed up so he could just eat it.
She made you a banana pudding, but you didn't pull up to Detroit.
I wanted to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't happen. Is that all you got for us, Baritone?
Yeah, I think, athlete and coach, I'll say LeBron James will be most hype and he'll cap. He'll lie a lot. Yeah, I know, especially when you're watching football. He's going to run that play. He's going to run that play.
I almost played for Dallas.
You know, I could have played. Yep. He'd be the ultimate Al Bundy, Polk High. Like, yeah, I could have done that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Bill Belichick is like, can you please pass me the potato salad? Just be dry.
Yeah, Belichick is the guy that just, you didn't even know he was there.
Bill, how's the food? Bill, how's the food?
Oh, damn, Uncle Bill's here.
Bill, how's the food?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. On to the stuffing. Yeah. Thanks, Baritone. Let's go Jared in Jersey. What's up, Jared? Hang on, Jared. I'll get you.
Guys, happy Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
So, actually, I got another one while you guys were talking. The one who said they'd come and then not show up would probably be Rick DiPietro, your boy.
Wow. Why is that?
Tricky Ricky?
He has a hard time committing, according to the morning show.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then the one I really called about was – Andy Reid definitely falling asleep on the couch with his belly hanging over his jeans and snoring away real early.
He snoring over the TV. You got to turn TV up to the max capacity.
Somebody nudge him.
You can see his navel because he got on like a Hawaiian shirt
it's too short.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. All right, we'll continue with the calls on this 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Well, we got to make our picks for Week 12. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
Another 1-2. Another 1-2 week for us, Bart Scott. It's like we just can never get over the top. We cannot have a sweep. Ever. So, of course, we lose on Jets-Patriots because...
I thought it was -3, and they won by 3. And we took the points.
What do you mean they won by 3? Did you not see the final score? They scored on a touchdown.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
That was 4 because they didn't kick the extra point.
We won on the Chiefs-Chargers game, which was right, but the Cowboys-Vikings, we also misread that by about 40 points.
Yeah.
So, L's for us again, and we remain in a now 3-way tie for the worst record among the ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. The fact that we're beneath, it's one game, but still. The fact that KJM now has a one-game lead on us, because that doesn't sit with me at all.
Well, I tell you what, how about you? How about
let's make it up?
How about you make all the picks this week, and we'll just
go
with that.
So you blame me? All right. Well, let's make some picks this week.
Just you.
Let's see. The first game.
Giants at Cowboys.
Cowboys are home on Thanksgiving afternoon, and they're laying 9. The Giants have a lot of injuries. The Cowboys are coming off a 40-3 win, which means they're kind of riding high, which usually means they're about to fall off the cliff, right? Don't they struggle with prosperity, Bart?
Yeah, they could be feeling themselves, but I don't know if this is the week because
no.
The Giants are the walking wounded, bro.
I know. No, they're hurt. Short week. On the road. Stosh, input?
Yeah.
Probably
go Cowboys, I guess.
And winning by 9. So we're looking at like a significant win for the Cowboys. That's what you're telling me. We're all agreeing on this. The 9 is what bothers me. If this was like a 6.5, 5.5 kind of thing, I might feel more comfortable. The 9 bothers me.
Yeah.
But because
they're just saying that they're going to have Daniel Jones under duress. And like that's basically saying they're going to be all over him and harass him.
Well, but this is going to be a Saquon Barkley game, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think you ugly it up.
It's got to be a 200-yard game for him. Like, you know, combined. All right, I'll go with it. Cowboys, I'll lay the 9. Lock it in.
All right.
Okay, we locked it in. The next game.
Patriots at Vikings.
This seems relatively easy. Minnesota at home. And they're laying the 2.5. So, I mean, I can see Minnesota got embarrassed at home. And it's a short week. So, that bad taste stays in your mouth. So, I feel like Thanksgiving night, Vikings are still going to be a bit annoyed with that L that they took. An embarrassing one. And they're going to want to right the wrong. And New England didn't play well against the Jets. They just got lucky.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Vikings. I'll lay the 2.5. Agree, everybody, all around?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No pushback. Yep. Okay. We lock that in. Last game to pick this week.
Bills at Lions.
Well, the Bills back in Detroit. This time, a 9.5-point favorite over a Detroit team that does play hard, that did beat the Giants. And they're the home team, and it's a 12:30 game on Thanksgiving. The Bills have not played well of late. Yeah, Bart?
Man. Nah, come on, man.
I know the Lions
average like 35 points a game at home.
That's what
home.
I'm saying. They can score. No. At home.
They'll play hard.
As an NFL player, though, Buffalo had to leave late to go to Detroit, play that game, come back, day and a half later, go back to Detroit. It's not a long flight, but still, it's a lot of running around, not a lot of prep and practice in between, clearly. That is not going to have some kind of factor in this that at least could benefit the Lions to keep this from being a 10-point game? You're just not feeling it, are you? You don't think their offense is good enough?
I just got games of like the Patriots blowing them out. Like every good team, they go Dallas. Well, not Dallas never playing there, but just blowing them out, man.
You just have the memories of Thanksgiving past. Stosh, independent contractor on this one. Let me ask you. Do we at least favor the Lions? We'll gladly take the 9.5 points and think that the Lions can at least keep it respectable.
Not against that defense.
Damn it. Let's lock it in. So I'm deferring to everybody now. That's what it feels like. So we're taking the Cowboys laying the 9. We're taking the Vikings and laying the 2.5. And we're taking the Bills and laying the 9.5. So we're taking 2. Wow. Okay. All the favorites. That's what we're doing.
Bills at Lions.
It's a little aggressive to me. I'm not going to lie.
You know what I mean? So that's it. That's our picks. We have not been great this year, but we haven't been terrible. Reality. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to continue with your calls as we finish up the show. We've got, of course, though, getting back to the big news of the day, and that is Zach Wilson's benching in New York. What does it mean for the Jets short-term, but also, more importantly, long-term? Rich Cimini, who has seen a lot of this in his years covering the Jets, is going to join us next to discuss. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to the calls. Courtney Cronin tweeting moments ago that Justin Fields, the Bears play the Jets this weekend, says his injury is a separated shoulder with some partially torn ligaments. Basically, he said an AC joint injury.
Yeah, no, that means
he said the pain is pretty high. So if the game was today, he couldn't play, but he did throw, and said it feels pretty much every throw he feels it, the injury on his follow through. So.
Right. So
what does it sound like to you?
Why play him against a defense like that that's got 6 sacks last week and part of Justin Fields' game is running him and using him in the running game? Yeah. Setting up for Mike White to have a big day.
That's what you're at least hoping for, right? All right. Hey, it's Barton Hobb. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So, yes, the Bears play the Jets. The Bears might not have Justin Fields. The Jets will not have Zach Wilson. They made that decision earlier today. He will be benched. He's not even dressing for the game. QB3 inactive. Rich Cimini has covered the Jets for a long time. He's seen everything. He joins us right now. Of course, he covers the Jets for us at ESPN. Rich, how you doing?
All right. With nothing much going on today,
no,
guys.
No, very quiet. Where would you rank this? And you've seen everything. Where would you rank this among, like, you know, some of the bigger stories when it comes to, not controversy, but you know what I mean? The level of panic when it comes to a Jets fan in a story like this.
Well, as far as I know, no one got punched in the face, which did happen.
That's a big one.
A few years ago with a quarterback. So I think I still think that story with Geno Smith would probably take the cake. But this is big just because of who it is. The second pick in the draft. I mean, how often do you have the second pick in the draft? Well, in the Jets' case, it happens more often than most teams. But that's the significance here, that this player has failed. This organization has failed him. And it led them to pull a guy out of the lineup because they don't think he can win a football game, which is kind of stunning.
Was it more about they don't believe that he could beat the Bears, especially without Justin Fields, or was it more about making sure that Saleh won the locker room because maybe he avoided a confrontation that may have happened if it was no consequences to the press conference? Because he said it wasn't about his way, the way he prepares. It wasn't about his play. It was about some things that he has to get fixed. And to me, that signals the leadership and understanding the job and the role. It's not hard to say, I played bad, but yet he was reluctant to do it.
Yeah, I think now Saleh denied that was a factor in this, but I do believe it was. I mean, look, he's the head coach. He's got his finger on the pulse of the team. At least that's his job is supposed to have the finger on the pulse of the team. And it was no secret that a lot of defensive players were pretty angry after the game, even some offensive guys. I mean, Garrett Wilson was pretty outspoken about the offensive struggles. And so, yeah, I absolutely, there could have been a mutiny but he did, from what I understand, I think he did call out Zach in Monday's team meeting. So he held him accountable somewhat there. And then, of course, he opened the door to this change on Monday, and then he followed through on it. So it wasn't just lip service, what he was saying on Monday. He followed through on it. And you're right, Bart, I do think that was, team unity did factor into this.
Yeah, Tim Hasselbeck, I'm sorry, Bart. Tim Hasselbeck told us earlier in the show that he feels like that it's over for Zach Wilson with the Jets. He feels like you can't come back from this. They benched him, and he just doesn't see a future with him with this team. Do you get that vibe?
Well, that was what they were selling today. I mean, they just kept on calling it a temporary reset. He said their full intention is to play Zach Wilson again this year. Of course, they have to say that. I mean, these are the people who drafted Zach Wilson. Saleh and Joe Douglas have their names attached to Zach Wilson. So, of course, they want to make it work. And so, will Zach Wilson get back in the lineup this year? I don't see how you could put him back in the lineup as long as the team is in the playoff hunt, because that would mean Mike White's doing a pretty decent job. Mm-hmm. Now, if they lose their next three games and they fall out of the playoff chase, then, yeah, I could see them putting Zach Wilson back in there and him trying to resurrect his career. But anything short of a collapse, I think it's going to be hard to get Mike White out of there, and then the team's going to have to confront a very, very difficult decision in the offseason. Zach Wilson has not given them one iota of evidence that he can be a really good quarterback in this league. There's a flash here and there, but you can't build your future on flashes. You need solid evidence, and there really has been none.
But isn't that consistent with everybody in that draft class? Trevor Lawrence isn't exactly lighting it up after all the money they spent in free agency. Mac Jones didn't look like he was the next coming of Brett Favre. And, Bill Belichick was able to take him out in the first quarter and go to Bailey Zappi and then go back to him the next week after they had a tough loss. So I don't think it's too early to be, writing his obituary or saying his demise as a Jets quarterback, because everybody within that, including Justin Fields, who they're going to play this week, maybe if the shoulder's okay, but if not, he's shown flashes, but he's been, highly, inconsistent as well, especially when you consider, his meltdown when he said he was tired of losing after a tough loss with the Bears as well. So do you think that, they can go back to him? And if not, What's the future as far as, are we talking a veteran signing? I know, we're a little early with it, but I guess what I'm saying is, if Mike White goes out and does his thing, is it still a world in which Zach Wilson comes back next year and they put more weapons around him?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to go draft another quarterback in the first round next year. That's not happening. This team is built to win now. They have a really good defense. They have, they believe they have a championship caliber defense. you're not going to go into the 23 season with another rookie quarterback. I mean, if they do move on from Zach Wilson, it would be for a veteran type guy. And there are some out going to be out there. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a free agent. Geno Smith's going to be a free agent. My gosh, could you imagine that?
How about that?
Just kidding there, half jokingly, but look, like you said, Bart, there's 7 games to go. A lot can happen over these last few weeks. And like I said, I do think there's a chance that Zach Wilson gets back in the lineup this year, but the only scenario I see that happening is if the team just falls out of contention.
It's amazing when you just said that there's still 7 weeks left in the season. It's like, my God, there's still a long time to go, and a lot of things can happen. Rich, I just feel like Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, even Woody Johnson, we're at a point where if you did nothing, you might have impacted Zach Wilson's future with the team worse than if you did something, which is what they did. It's like now it's up to the kid to get it, and then when he does come back, he's figured out, like learn from this. So I think now they've made the move of we're doing this for your own good, like a parent would say to a kid. It's up to him, I think, to figure it out. You've covered him now for 2 years. Does he come off as someone to you when you cover him as, I think he'll figure this out? Or do you have your doubts?
Well, I mean, I have my doubts. Just the mere fact that he has not performed at a level that you would expect an NFL quarterback, you know, to perform at. I mean, I just tweeted out some stats. He ranks like basically last in the league over the last 2 years in almost every statistical category. He's historically bad in certain categories. When he's on throwing under pressure, which is a pretty important thing for a quarterback, I mean, he's among the worst in the last 20 years. So can he all of a sudden become a good quarterback? You know, there's some really big questions about that. Do I think he'll respond well to this? I mean, yeah. I mean, I think this should be eye-opening for him. I mean, this should be a crossroads for him. He's going to be sitting on Sunday in a sweatsuit or a street clothes or whatever he decides to wear on the sideline, watching someone else perform his job. And he's a third-string quarterback, which means he's getting no practice reps. He's going to be leading the scout team. He's going to be staying after practice. The Jets call it flight school. They have a little extra, it's like an after-school session for practice squad guys and third stringers to get some extra work. Well, I suspect that Zach Wilson's going to be in flight school for the next few weeks trying to work on some fundamentals. Mike LaFleur came out and said today that Zach's footwork needs a lot of work. You know, Saleh said his mechanics are out of whack. That's a direct quote. So he's got a lot of things to work on off to the side, and he's going to have plenty of time on his hands now.
Now, you've been around him for 2 years, and, you know, he's come off as arrogant and, you know, don't allow me to put words in your mouth if you don't believe that, but he's come out as arrogant, sometimes smug, a little bit of immature. With that being said, he's facing a world of embarrassment now, right? And it's a good thing that it's Thanksgiving and he's going to have his parents around him. But have you got the sense that it's somebody on his team, agent, parents, that can hold him accountable and really explain to him that he's wrong? And it's not about what other people are doing to you. He's put himself in this situation.
Yeah, well, I think the mere fact that he got benched has to be like a slap in the face to him. I mean, that's Robert Saleh saying, son, you're not good enough to be our quarterback right now. You gotta get your act together, both on and off the field. And no one in this organization liked his post game comments after the game. I mean, it was upsetting to hear. You know, and I know for a fact that defensive guys were really upset. So he's got some stuff to work on. Yes, there's signs of immaturity. You know, every once in a while, I don't think he's really even before this Patriot game, the previous Patriot game, he had similar comments. They didn't gain as much traction at that particular time, but not the first time he showed little accountability.
Saying that he was bored.
It's not an outlier what happened on Sunday. It just got a lot more attention. And I think, this young man has a lot of stuff to work on.
All right, let's see if he does learn from it. But the Jets go forward now with Mike White. As Rich Cimini would say, I've seen this before. I've seen it all. Rich, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for the time today.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Take care.
All right. Again, Rich Cimini covering the Jets for ESPN. Coming up, we've got your calls and also what Bart Scott can't wait to see on Thanksgiving and the rest of the weekend. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
There is so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer
for the win.
And Bart's got...
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Hahn.
Can't wait, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Extended weekend, Bart Scott, with a lot of games on the slate on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, and then, of course, rivalry week in college football as well. So let us know, what is it you can't wait to see?
Well, it's real simple for me, and I'm going to be selfish because I got my own interest in at hand. You know, I want to see if Mike White can capture some magic.
Mike White!
And Mike White can get her done. And if Mike White gets her done, the road to 4 to 5 wins to secure a playoff spot, it looks like it's in good hands. So I can't wait to see if Mike White's going to show up and show out.
I like secondly, level of 1 to 10, your confidence in Mike White. Be honest.
Seven and a half.
That high.
All you need is you just need a slightly better performance from your quarterback if the defense is going to play at this level.
All right.
Okay.
What else?
Now remember what Garrett Wilson looked like his first couple of games when he had Joe Flacco and he had a quarterback that was throwing the ball on time. Remember what that looked like. Yeah. Now let's see if Elijah Moore all of a sudden comes back to life. All right. I'm going to stay within the East, right? I'm going to stay within it. Yep. I'm going to go right there and see if the Minnesota Vikings tomorrow can get her done. Redemption Thursday. If they can get it done, as they're 8-2, they're still fighting the Philadelphia Eagles for the best record in the NFC. Can they do the Jets a favor before they face the Jets next week and hopefully fall flat on their face? So, on a short week, can they come out and can they take care of the New England Patriots? They're a better football team. They should be able to handle him a lot better. So I'm hoping for that.
But I'm worried. Kirk Cousins, primetime game.
Hey, even a broken clock is right.
Just saying. All right.
More often than that. All right.
And, power up those batteries.
Finally, listen, for me, I'm going to go straight to Saturday. You know, being from Michigan,
let's go.
Being recruited by Michigan, you know, understanding the rivalry and the hate between Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes and all those things and the documentary that came out that said, hey, you know, I think Woody Hayes was at Michigan and then he left and all the guys who were transferred to Charles Woodson versus David Boston. I'm ready for all that. I'm ready for all that smoke because the winner – shall be entrenched in the front runner to be in the playoffs for a national championship. If the Michigan Wolverines lose, not only have Harbaugh let the fans down again, but he's only got one win and 9 tries against Ohio State.
It's going to be special. Hey, Bart Scott, I'm thankful for you and all the time we get to spend together and for certainly more of that. And we're thankful to all our listeners as well. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn Podcast.